And the verse will be Mark chapter 7, from 24 to 30.
Sorry, I have to, somebody help me with this? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
有没有办法忍耐?
Verse, chapter 7, verse 24.
我们今天要分享的主题是 马可福音第七章二十四到三十节 马可福音
Verse 24 Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret.
我们一起念中文 耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去 进了一家不愿意人知道
In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet.
当下有一个妇人,她的小女儿被污鬼附着,听见耶稣的事,就来俯伏在她脚前。
The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter.
这妇人是希腊人,属叙利非尼基族,她求耶稣赶出那鬼,离开她的女儿。First,
let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
耶稣对她说,让儿女们先吃饱,不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。Yes,
Lord, she replied, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
妇人回答说,主啊,不错,但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣。Then
he told her, for such a reply, you may go, the demon has left your daughter.
耶稣对她说,因这句话你回去吧,鬼已经离开你的女儿了。She
went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone.
她就回家去见小孩子躺在床上,鬼已经出去了。
This is a very simple event that the daughter of that woman possessed by demon, and she came to Jesus, and Jesus let the demon leave her daughter.
这件事看起来好像并没有什么很特殊的地方，就是一个女人，她的女儿被鬼附了，然后做妈妈就来求耶稣，然后呢，耶稣就把这个鬼赶走了。
Sometimes we only look at the result, may not understand the process.
我们常常只看到这个结果，没有看到它这个过程。我们不明白这个过程有什么意义。
See, if the fast food culture in this society really have a major impact to us, we only see the result. We don't care about the process.
在我们当今当下这种快餐式的文化影响之下，我们往往是指。 看到他的结果，不重视他的过程。Actually,
the beauty of life is the process.
其实我们最美的地方是在这个过程当中。And
just look at this woman, that her daughter possessed by a demon, and she came to Jesus. Only she came to Jesus, actually, she need to overcome many, many obstacles.
那我们就看一下这个故事，这个女人能够来到耶稣这里，这个一个动作就已经是非常困难，因为她要克服许多许多的障碍。We
may see different elements can cause or can create a differences and make it an obstacle for our faith journey.
那我们知道在我们中间有很多不同的因素，可以让这个制造更大的障碍，让这个事情变得更困难。
And let's go into the detail to see how many elements for this woman that I can verify.
So, we can see this for this woman. She has what kind of obstacles?
The first element is environment, because she lived in Tyre, and Jesus and his disciples live in Galilee.
首先第一个障碍就是这个环境的障碍，因为这个女人她是住在推罗那边，然后耶稣他们是从加利利来的。
Tyre is a city, actually is flourishing and with prosperity.
那我们知道推罗是一个很繁盛、很繁华的一个城市。
And Galilee is a countryside. It's remote and in solitary.
那我们在加利利对比之下，加利利就好像一个乡下一样，很闭塞的一个乡下。
Different environment could cause some issue for our faith obstacle.
那我们知道，当你身在一个不同的环境，对我们的信心就会制造一些困难、障碍。
And the second element is culture, because she is a Greek, and Jesus and his disciples, they were Jewish.
那第二个文化就是第二个障碍就是文化的障碍。那我们知道这个女人她是所谓的希利尼人，也就是希腊人。那我们知道耶稣他们当然是犹太人。
See the culture actually, for Greek, there's a lot of stuff take for their pride.
I'm sorry.
They are proud of their culture for Greeks.
那我们知道有希腊人，他们对他们的文化是非常自豪的。
Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, these name few of them.
就是我们知道很有名的一些哲学家，苏格拉底、柏拉图等等。
And also not even mention about Alexander the Great.
那更别提所谓的亚历山大大帝了。
Even the Olympic started from there.
连奥林匹克都是从那里发源开始的。
Even nowadays, the most modern one, the bailing out, also from Greek.
啊，我们也知道现在希腊经济有很大的危机啊，他们已经从欧盟里面要退出了，也是希腊。
So Greek got their culture.
那我们知道希腊文化是非常非常非常有大的影响。
But for Jewish, they got also lots of stuff to be boast of, showed off.They can brag about their culture.
那我们知道犹太人对他们自己的文化也是非常自豪的，他们有很多可以自夸的地方。
They got the one and the only one Torah.
他们有唯一的这个所谓的律法书。
Commandment and law.
然后律法以及许多的规条。
They are the God's chosen people.
他们是所谓的神的选民。
Receive the divine revelation.
能够接受到神。的这个启示。
They are the isolated people. They never blended with other people.
然后他们是一个自闭的一个种族民族，他们不会跟别的民族混合在一起。
And this is two culture they collide.
所以我们看到这个希腊文化，当希腊文化遇到这个
犹太
文化的时候，他们冲击力可想而知。
So this element also create an obstacle for our faith.
所以像这个文化的不同也会制造我们一些信心上的障碍。
In Australia, there are some Korean immigrants in Australia. And they eat dog meat.
那我知道。在澳洲哈，说有些韩国的移民到澳洲的，我们知道韩国人是喜欢吃狗肉的哈。
And later,Through the media, then this broke out a big news.
然后我们知道，经过这个媒体的渲染以后，就变成一个大条的新闻了。
And many, many Australians came to the street to protest and get to the brink of violence.
那很多澳洲的他们当地人就出来上街头去反抗，几乎到了要起暴动的一个程度。
At that moment, a Korean pastor came up to the front to talk to the whole.Group.
然后这个时候就有一位韩国的牧师就站出来对着这个群众来讲话。
He said this is the cultural difference.
他跟他们讲说这是一个文化上的认同的这个问题。
We Korean we cherish our the cow as our best friend.
他说我们韩国人是很疼惜我们的牛，认为牛是我们的好的朋，是我们的最好的朋友。
The cows labor for us and also gave us milk and that's our best friend.
因为牛呢，我们知道牛耕田为我们耕田很辛苦，然后还要出产这个牛奶让我们喝，所以牛是我们最好的朋友。
And we know dog is your best pet.
那我们也知道狗是你们最好的宠物。
And when you have you, our best friend, we don't have any problem with for you.
So, when we
because you have beef.
Okay, 所以当我们就对你们吃牛肉这件事情，我们就没有什么问题，因为我们知道这是文化的问题而已。
当我们 when we start have your best pet, then you got this complaint.
所以当我们开始要吃你的所谓最好的宠物的时候，你们就有问题了。
See, the cultural difference can make a big deal.
所以我们看出这个文化的不同是何等的造出何等大的问题。
So different culture.May become an obstacle for us for the faith journey.
So we know, 当着文化的背景，常常会造成我们所谓信心上的障碍。
The third one is the history.
第三个是所谓历史背景不同。
Because she is Syrian and Jesus Israeli.
那么到这个女人，她是叙利亚的背景。我们知道，当然耶稣他们是以色列。
Actually, Syrian was an ancient pearl, the cradle of the civilization.Where the history began.
那么叙利亚是所谓很古早的时候文化的一个发生地。
And actually, Antioch was the largest city in the world at that time.
那我们知道安提阿其实在当时一个最大的城市。
For Israel, they got King David and Solomon. It was the richest country at that time in the world.
那相对的，以色列他们有所谓的大卫所创下的王国，是当时最富有的一个王国。
So two different history can cause an obstacle for our faith journey.
所以我们看到历史的背景的不同，也会制造我们信心上的障碍。
So we now see the environment, culture, history can become obstacles for our faith.
所以我们现在已经看到有环境、文化、历史会制造。变成我们信心的障碍。
And the fourth one is tribe or race.
好，第四个所谓的种民族或者种族哈。
Because she is Phoenicia and Jesus is Hebrew.
那这个妇人她是腓尼基族，那耶稣他是希伯来族。
And Phoenicia actually they have a long history to develop until at that time.Because they started to change the lifestyle into agriculture.
Yeah, 其实腓尼基族我们知道它是一个有很古老的文化背景，是他们开始的所谓农耕。
And then they develop metallurgy, and then they can go to the ocean because they live along the ocean and fishery. So they have a different variety of lifestyle.
然后他们 也是一个我们都他们航海非常行的一个民族，还有其他很多很多 别的不同的这个背景。
And they also the inventor of a phonic alphabet in the modern world.
所以他们也是所谓的创造出这种
发音字母
发音字母的。
And Hebrew actually they raise domestic animals and they are very good raising the cattle etc.
那我们知道希伯来人他们是很会畜牧的，他们是畜牧族哈。那腓尼基他们是航海的。
Hebrew means they came from the other side of the big river.
其实这个希伯来这个名字的意思就是他们从那个河的那边过来的。
So they got their own tribe, or they got their own race.
所以是不同的民族，不同的种族。
And we knew race became a big issue in modern world.
所以我们知道种族或者民族也会制造很大的障碍。
And different races, they may have different opinion to see each other.
然后各种的种族看别的种族总是有些不同的看法。
About 300 years ago, the first time the Westerner met Oriental.
据说300年以前，当一个西方人第一次看到一个东方人的时候。
And both sides observed each other.
双方都彼此在互相的在看来看去。
They watched how they eat.
那彼此看对方是怎么个吃东西，怎么个吃法。
And the Oriental saw the Westerner. They use knife and fork, and the conclusion is they are barbarian.
Okay. 那我们东方人看到他们拿刀啊、叉啊，觉得他们野蛮人的行为。
Even dining, they still using weapon.
I'm sorry, didn't catch that.
Even dining, they are using weapons.
Oh, 即使他们在吃饭的时候拿着这所谓那个做武器的刀在那边用。
But from the Westerner, they observe that Oriental they use chopsticks.
然后那个西方人看你们东方人，两根筷子哈，觉得也很稀奇。
It's very unsanitized.
很不卫生。
And even during the dining, they use their two chopsticks to dig in and stir up and then dig and seeking what they want. They fight each other to find the piece they need.
那我们这中华人两根筷子就在那个菜里面夹来夹去，找来找去，找出那块他要的肉哈。西方人觉得哦，你们东方人这边怎么样？好像在吃饭好像打架一样。
So they dine with 功夫。
所以你吃饭的时候还来个功夫大赛一样。
So they are barbarian.
啊，你们东方人是野蛮人。
See, different culture can bring in different opinion, and that can become an obstacle for our faith.
所以你们就看到了，是不是不同的民族、不同的习惯，就会造成很大的影响啊，很大的障碍。
And the fifth actually is the prejudice.
那第五个就是。
Prejudice,
又是歧视。
Okay,
because
remember, we read those verses. Maybe very one striking verse is this one.
我们刚读了里面经文，有一句是很特别的哈，你有没有注意到
？If you pay attention, you almost couldn't believe that those words came out from Jesus.
那你如果仔细看的话，你大概很不相信这是耶稣讲的话吗？
Jesus said, first let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
我看第二十七节哈，耶稣对他说，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
So this dogs versus children. Dogs means the woman, and children means Israel.
所以我们看到这耶稣这好像把用狗来比这个女人，然后这个儿女比作这个以色列人。
Maybe people will have some misunderstanding.
也许你们有些这个错误的概念在这里。
Actually, for all these events, the main goal for Jesus was not the daughter.
其实耶稣在这个整个世界里面最主要的中心的目的并不是这个，并不是专注在这个小女儿身上。
Was not that woman.
也不是在这个女人的身上。
Actually were his disciples.
其实他的对象，主要对象是他的门徒。
And inside the disciples' mind or concept, actually these show what really they think about the woman from the disciple position.
其实耶稣讲的这些就是表达出这些门徒他们心里对这个女妇人这个看法。
All the Jews got this type of prejudice.
因为我们知道犹太人对这个所谓外邦人都有这样的一种偏见。
They regarded Gentiles as dogs and pigs.
他们把这个外邦人看得像狗或像猪一样。
So Jesus want to tell them what really in his mind.
所以耶稣就要用这个来表达出耶稣心里他的真正的看法跟想法是什么。
Sometimes you want to tell people the truth, you need to start from where they stand.
所以当耶稣要跟他们表达一些真理的时候，要先从他们心里所一些认知开始。
So he brought up this prejudice among Jews to Gentiles.
所以他就把这个一般犹太人对外邦人这样一个偏见，认为他们是狗，认为他们是猪的这个偏见，就把它拿出来摊开来。
Because eventually Jesus did had favor upon that woman, the Gentile.
那我们看了下就知道，耶稣后来的确是有恩待这个外邦女人。
Because you guys think this way, but I did that way.
耶稣好像在说。这是你们的一项的想看法，但是我的看法，我的作为是这个样子。
But again, the prejudice can create an obstacle for our faith.
所以我们知道这个所谓的偏见哈，也会制造很大的障碍。
I remember there is a TV a series called Root, The Root.
啊，好久以前了哈，有一个电视剧叫做《根》，是不是 ？Root 啊，根。
And among the show, there's a Caucasian woman. She has a superiority or prejudice against the black.
那么在这个电视剧里面，有一个白人妇女对这个黑人很有一些歧视。
And she always wants to show that she is superior to the black.
她就是无时无刻不想要表示她这个优于高人一等，高高在上，高于这个黑人。
And she was not hesitate to show that.
然后她这个行使她这个行使起来也是一点都不手软的。
One day it was hot and she rode by a roadside and saw a black woman.
然后有一天这个天气很热，她就是经过一个黑人妇人的一个家里。
And actually that woman remembered her because her attitude toward her.
然后这个因为以前这个她曾经这个恶待这个黑人妇人，所以这个黑的妇人她就记着这个白的妇人。
At that time, a white person can ask or order the black to do whatever they want.
我们知道那个时候，一个白人可以命令这个黑人去做任何事情的。
So the Caucasian woman asked her to get her some water to drink.
所以这个白的妇人就命令这个黑的妇人给她倒点水来。
So she turned around to pitch the water, but during that moment she spit into that water.
但是这个黑人妇人就从命了，然后她转身去拿水的时候，就趁这个转身的机会，就把痰吐在这个水里。
口水而已。
口水哈。A little bit better.
And we can test later. Okay.
Be nice to the waiters.
So the Caucasian woman drank it.
所以这白人因为他不知道，他就喝了。
So you can see prejudice can cause an obstacle for our faith.
所以我们知道所谓的歧视哈，也会制造很大的障碍。
And the next one is the position.
下一个就所谓的地位。
One is on the table and the other one is on the table.
所以我们看到一个是在桌下，一个是在桌上。
Sometimes position, because of position differences, can cause an obstacle for us.
有时候我们的身份地位的不等，上下不等会制造一些问题的。
There's a time that we took a student from a University of Arizona.For a field trip to New Mexico, we want to go to a white sand park.
我们在这个亚利桑那州曾经要带一些所谓的留学生到这个新墨西哥那边一个地方叫做白沙的地方去玩。
And I told them that you need to bring your passport and visa because there is a border checkpoint.
Oh, Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.OK, 我就跟他们说，这些学生说，你们要带你们护照哦，因为到那边的话，他会检查这个证件的。
And one of them didn't bring the passport and visa.
所以其中有一个人他就没有带护照或者这个 visa.
And unfortunately, we were caught because of this missing.
所以就是因为这一个人他没放在心上没带，所以我们整个团体就卡在那里。
And that person was a kind of afraid and feel very, very embarrassing.
So this person is 心里就很担心，而且觉得很尴尬哈，因为是他制造的问题。
And that border patrol officer came to him and started to try to question him.
So this 边境的这个官员就来开始盘问他。
And that brother.He kind of just opened his mouth and showed his teeth and smirk and simper, just silly smile.
那这位弟兄大概是因为他心里紧张的缘故，他就是也不会说话了，就是反而就是装出一种好像有点看不起对方的一种笑，就是。
Smile silly,
就是
silly smile.
就是很傻傻的笑，然后对方大概就误会了。
And all of a sudden, it turned out a fury, and that officer screamed and yelled and jumping all over the area.
然后这个边境的这个官员就突然就是大发脾气，开始又喊又跳又叫的。
I couldn't really remember what he said, but I can sense his heart.
我记不清楚他是讲些什么话，但是我大概能够 明白他的心里在想什么。
I think he tried to tell our brother, say, I am the United States federal officer, this great country, important God. The whole nation's security fall upon to myself.
Okay, 我想他这个官员大概是大意，大概是这样讲说，我是美国联邦政府的官员，这个保护保卫我们疆土我们边境的这个职责就落在我的肩膀上的。
And how dare you laugh at me and despise on me?
你怎么敢讥笑我呢？然后看不起我呢
？Because the position difference.
那我们就看到这因为身份地位的不同。
Because our brother he felt that I was caught. I have nothing to say.
然后我们看到我们的这个弟兄，因为他知道他被人家抓到小把柄了，所以他无话可说。
But this officer is so high, just like a king.
那另外的这个官员呢，就觉得自己身份地位很高，然后觉得他自己像个皇帝一样，国王一样。
Because there is a difference between the two custom or culture.
因为我们看到这个文化等等的不同。
Our brother is trying to show that, okay, I made mistake.And I don't know how to say, but all I can do is just smile silly. Whatever you say to me, I will accept. So this is my way to show the situation.
Okay, 我们看到我们这位弟兄啊，他认为既然我错的话，我就无话可说了。我唯一能做的就是对着你傻笑而已，表示我的歉意，表示我是好像有点觉得自己不对的意思。
Because they stand in a quite different position.
那因为他们的地位不同。
That can cause.An obstacle for our faith.
所以会为我们被我们这个信心的道路上产生一些障碍。
And the seventh one is position, because crumbs versus the bread.
然后第七个障碍就是所谓的拥有物质的东西，因为碎渣对饼。
Position does create some trouble for our faith.
那我们知道，当你拥有一些东西的时候，有时候会对你信心的道路发生障碍的。
Sometimes, if you are poor, you may not feel comfortable to bring the gospel to the rich people or very rich people.
有时候，当你如果是比较稍微不是贫穷的时候，也许你对这个很有钱的人就觉得好像你不太敢跟他接触，跟他传福音。
And the last one is the gender, woman versus rabbi.
那最后一个就所谓的性别，这么看了一个妇女对夫子。
Gender can cause an obstacle for our faith.
那我们知道性别有时候也会产生一些信心上的障碍。
As a matter of fact, the Jewish rabbi, they do not talk to a woman in public place.
那我们知道犹太的夫子哈拉比哈，他们是不会在公共场所对女人说话的。
So we can see for this woman.She got at least these eight obstacles for her faith to come to Jesus.
So we see this foreign woman in her body. We see there are about eight obstacles that prevent her from going on her faith journey.
Environment, culture.
We see environment, culture.
History, race.
History,
prejudice, position.
Prejudice,
position. And gender.
物质的拥有以及性别。
She overcame one by one, and she came to Jesus.
所以，当他来耶稣来见耶稣的时候，他就是一样一样的要把这些障碍一一的克服。
What really motivated the woman come to Jesus?
是怎么样一个动力让这个女人来到耶稣的面前呢
？Surely we believe because of the love.Her love for her daughter.
当然我们知道，因为她对她女儿的爱。
But we need to pause a little bit here. Is with Jesus or without Jesus, the love for her daughter will be the same, right?
但是我们是要停一下，我们稍微想一下，有耶稣或是没有耶稣，这个妇人对她女儿的爱是一样的，不是吗
？But the faith to Jesus and no faith to Jesus make a big difference.
但是对耶稣来说，对他有信心或是对他没有信心，是一个最大的不同点。
Because she got that excelling faith, so she can overcome one obstacle by one obstacle.
因为就是她有这样大的一个信心，所以她这个女妇人才能够把这个障碍一一的克服。
The love with the excelling faith, then this love become meaningful and valuable love.
所以当你把这个爱跟这个信心加在一起的时候，你就产生这样一个动力。
Because Hebrew said, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
好，这里是希伯来书第十一章，大概就讲说，没有信心的话是不能够喜悦神的。如果任何人来到神的面前，就必须相信他是存在的。而且他对那些真正在寻求他人会有所赏赐。
For faith, any simple element can become an obstacle.
对信心来讲，任何一个小小的障碍都会一个小小的因素都会变成一个很大的障碍。
And any obstacle can form a wall.
然后任何的障碍就会变成一个很大的墙，一堵高墙。
And the walls around it, then it will become castle or bunker.
然后这个墙就会变成所谓的城堡，把你团团的围住。
And then between man and man, then this become a division.
然后人与人之间变成一种隔离。
And man and God, then this become a curse.
然后当这种情况发生在人与神之间，就变成一种咒诅。
If we today we stay here, Maybe for you, it's not that easy to understand how that woman overcome those obstacles.
我们今天的人很难想象这个妇人要这个冲破、克服多么大的障碍。
If I give you a challenge today,
如果给各位一个挑战。
If you stay today here for lunch,
如果你今天留在这吃午饭的话。
You try to find a person that you are not familiar with.Or you don't know about that person, and you sit with that person during the lunch.
我的挑战就是各位，如果你有看到有哪一位你平常不太熟的，你今天可不可以在中午吃中饭的时候坐在那个桌上跟那个人好好的交谈一下呢
？Maybe at the beginning you thought, oh, there will be many, many obstacles.
也许刚开始你会有点忐忑哈，觉得哎呀好像有点障碍哦。
And if you try.This lunchtime, you will understand a little bit better about this woman.
So, if you 今天中午是做这样一个实验的话，也许你可以稍微能够了解一下这个女人的障碍是有多大。
So, try not to stay inside the small room. Just all everybody come out and stay in the dining place and find a somewhat stranger and stay with that person.
So, 今天吃饭时候一个很大的挑战哈，请大家。可不可以从你的小屋子里面走出来呢？大家一起坐在这个外面的桌子上，然后找一个你平常不太讲、不太有机会交谈的人。
I'll give you some tips.
我给你一点小撇步、小破步哈。
Firstly, you can introduce yourself and mutually.
第一，你可以先自我介绍啊。
And secondly, you can talk about today's message as a topic, common topic.
然后你可以就谈谈今天的信息啊。
Try not to criticize me.
然后可以把牧师也可以稍微的批评一下哈。
Not to. Okay. Maybe that can make it more interesting, I guess. All right. If we stop here for these scripture, then I may miss the real essence.
好，我们如果就此打住的话，我们真的是失去一个真正的信息。
When we look at that woman, we know the love and that with that excelling faith that she got what she needed.
然后我们看那个女人就知道她的爱跟她的信心是让她得到她要的东西。
And we may appreciate that kind of faith.
然后我们会很欣赏这样的信心。
Love plus faith makes Miracles.
我们知道，当爱跟信心在一起的时候，就会产生奇迹。
But But have you ever thought about there's a person overcome so many obstacles, just want to give you the grace that God wants you to receive?
但是你们有没有想到，另外还有一个人，他所要超越的、克服的，困难更大。他的目的就是为了要把他的恩典给你们。
Just like that woman, because of love, she loved her daughter. So all the obstacle, all the difficulty, she overcome one by one, one by one.
就好像那个妇人一样，这个人他必须因为他的爱，让他能够一一的把这些障碍都一一的克服。
Jesus' obstacle that to reach us.
那我们看到耶稣他要克服哪些障碍，才能够来让我们来爱我们呢
？Holy versus filthy.
第一个，我们看到圣洁跟污秽的对比。
She is totally holy, but she needs to enter a filthy world.
那我们知道神是圣洁的，但是他要进入一个污秽的这个世界。
If we ask you to sleep with pig for one afternoon, how you feel?
如果请各位当中去跟猪睡一个晚上，你们会觉得怎么样？
It may be very difficult for some of us.
我想对我们很多人来说是一个很困难的事情。
But Jesus willing to come and to stay with us.
但是耶稣他心甘情愿的来，然后是愿意跟我们在一起。
The second one is light versus darkness.
第二个是光明与黑暗的对比。
He need to overcome this situation.
耶稣必须要克服所谓的这个黑暗。
Unlimited versus limited.
无限与有限。
Omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience, God willing to surrender himself to be restricted as in a flesh.
一个全知全能伟大的神，他必须要这个变成放下一切，然后这个以肉身来显现。
Sinless versus sinful.
无罪跟有罪。
And life versus death.
生命跟死亡。
He gave up his life. Through his death, so we may receive his life.
然后因为他的死，我们才有过有永生的希望。
And love versus hatred.
慈爱与仇恨。
When he came to the world hated him.
当耶稣来到世间的是人间的人世间的时候，世人都恨恶他的。
And glory versus humiliation.
然后荣耀与羞辱对比。
Jesus overcome all these obstacles so his grace can reach you and me.
然后耶稣他要一一的克服这么多的障碍，他的爱才能够加在我们身上。
If you give a try this lunchtime, then tonight you may think about how much Jesus has overcome those obstacles for you and me.
所以各位，如果是在今天吃中午饭的时候做一个我刚刚提的小小的试验的话，你今天晚上如果在默思的时候，就会想到耶稣要超越的这些障碍是有多大的障碍。
Let us pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you so very much.
父神，我们感谢你。
You love the world.
你爱这个世界。
And our Lord overcame so many obstacles that we not even comprehend.
我们的主，你要克服这么多障碍，这是远超过我们所能够明白的。
Please give us this excelling faith.
主，请你给我们这个信心。
So we may live just like Christ wants us to live.
我们就能够活得像主耶稣一样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.